Hi, this is Kyle Bauer visiting with Galen Beer. He's National Strategy and Product Management Lead for AgroLiquid. AgroLiquid is a fertilizer company, but you're not like just any fertilizer company.
That's correct, Kyle. We're not. We don't fall in the term of commodity fertilizers. We're a high-value fertilizer, meaning we're doing some things to our nutrients to make them a little safer to put near the root system and also to protect those nutrients against soil loss or environmental loss, so that we're trying as best we can to ensure that every nutrient that farmer spends his dollar on makes it into his crop.
So is the lion's share of your product sold at planting time and then at foliar feeding time?
Obviously, our high use time is at planting. We sit here in Kansas. There's a lot of strip till that happens in western Kansas, and we're used a lot in that capacity as well. Foliar feeding has become popular as guys have begun tissue testing, and we have a number of products that are effective in that capacity as well.
Your product chemistry is different. It makes it more available.
It is. We're really trying to protect our nutrients through chelating and complexing, just to help it be more available to that plant. Nutrients, once you put them out, they start being exposed to various types of loss, whether it's in the soil or through volatilization. So we're just taking steps to prevent that and ensure that that plant can access the nutrients when needed.
So by having it more available, does the quantity you need to put on reduced?
We're generally applying yes, and part of that is because we're protecting it against environmental loss, and the other piece of that is we're placing it really at the feet of the crop so that it has ready access.
Mm-hmm. Well, that helps the logistics, too, of not having to fill as often.
It does, and if you're running these planters today, they tend to be high speed. You're really not wanting to stop a lot and add fertilizer, so you're correct. Our volumes try to make it where you can get critical nutrients on at planting time and yet not have to spend a lot of time filling up.
I assume the first interface that you do with the farmer is with soil tests?
It is. We feel that's critical. I mean, crop nutrition's about balance. And, you know, we're pushing the yield envelope now, so I grew up using anhydrous and phosphorus, and that's about as far as we went. And today we realized that all of our micronutrients really have a supporting role and make those other primary nutrients more effective.
So you're likely to produce a cocktail specific for that farm, including micronutrients.
We are, and we like that soil test because, you know, we look at that soil as a factory. We want to see the inventory of nutrients that are already out there. That way we can help that grower spend his money more wisely. And we spend time with the people selling our product to ensure that they do the same thing.
We're visiting with Galen Beer. He's National Strategy and Product Management Lead for AgroLiquid. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.